This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Ho, ho, ho! Happy holidays!
Hi, guys, it's Devin Simone. Did you like my Santa voice?
Yes, and this is Davon Rogers. I am not an elf or reindeer. This is MTV's official challenge podcast. Tis the season, friends! Tis the season!
Tis the season to be messy.
La 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 la.
Girl. Ooh, girl. This episode, this is how you know you're in the middle of the season. It gets wild. So much happened. So first we have the challenge called Skyball. The winners that came out on top was the orange team. They did their thing. Jay looked like a great leader up there. So then the orange team votes in Kylan, even though some of Kylan's alliance was in fact on the orange thing. So Kylan thought he was going to be safe. Nope, not at all. And then the house votes in James, despite Mariah's politicking. James is like, I'm not going to politic. If you vote me in, F you. Well, that's basically what they did. Then we get to the draw. And who is our mercenary? None other than four-time in a row challenge champ, Darrell Taylor. And according to Davon, this is the best he's ever looked with that beard. And I gotta say, I agree. Shout out to Darrell. Darrell, instead of drawing like the blank or chaos card, unfortunately he draws Kylan. So the elimination is Darrell versus Kylan. Now the elimination they have to do is Firewalker, which is, it seems like a pretty good equalizer because they have to take, they're standing on this platform and then they have to light each of these torches that surrounds the platform, and they're doing a little bit of like hula dance, a little bit of pole dance. It's got agility, stamina, brain power, all of that. It looks like it's going to be a neck and neck race, but ultimately Kylan comes out on top, securing that $10,000 for the future challenge champ and sending this four-time challenge champ home with no money.
Girl, what an episode. What an episode. To be clear, I don't like Darrell's beard. Cut it off.
You don't? I think it balances out the bald head so well, and he had it shaped up. He looked
good.
Cut it off.
Unless his wife loves it. If his wife loves it, then it ain't none of my business. But if she don't like it, cut it off. Cut it off.
He looked good. I thought he looked great. But you said he's one of the most attractive challengers ever.
I think he's one of the finest men to ever play this game. Absolutely. I stand firm on that.
There you go.
Absolutely.
There you go.
With all respect to his wife. She's gorgeous too.
Of course.
But I definitely stand on that.
Yes, absolutely. We love Darrell. What were your thoughts? What were your initial feelings in this episode?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so in this episode, first of all, the Skyball could never be me. I don't like things that spin in circles. I don't like things that spin in circles. So when that ball first detached and they start spinning in that circle, I was like, let me off. Let me off. And I'm just watching the episode. I said, let me off. I would have been at the bottom with Nerys collecting the damn balls. Because I just, it couldn't.
Getting hit in the face like Nerys
did. It wouldn't have been me. I'd have been on the other side kicking them over. They'd be like, Davon ain't doing nothing.
Right.
But yeah, that kind of threw me for a loop. Watching Jay in this challenge was absolutely amazing. Like, he took control, as he always does. He took control. He climbed up there. And he just start throwing them in. And I'm like, this is classic Jay. Like, he's showing out this season.
He was good.
I'm very proud of the way he's showing out this season. Absolutely,
agreed. So then who ultimately gets your timeout for this week? And then who gets your
gold star? My timeout this week goes to Kylan. And I'm going to say this. And all of my Big Brother watchers are going to understand why I say this. Kylan is a thief, okay? This funeral was stolen from one of the greatest Big Brother players ever. And it is called Dan's Funeral. this guy named Dan was up for a nomination to be sent home. And so he came up with this whole strategy to create this funeral in order to try to save himself and to get the people back on his side, right? Of course, Dan did it flawlessly. Kylan pulled it off flawlessly too, because people started, you know, smiling and stuff. He was still going in regardless, but people started smiling and stuff. It was a great way to get the people back on his side. But I know a thief when I see a thief, Kylan. I know a thief when I see a thief. But yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and put you in timeout for not being original, okay?
Unless we not forget the Great Challenge funeral, all right, 2014, aka Tamara the Wig's funeral. Because see, the funeral was done first on the challenge. If we're gonna go there, but good point, because I didn't know that as a Big Brother watcher, and I thought it was funny. Although I thought he did Melissa dirty by being like, "Lay to rest my relationship." Like, dang girl, she's still on the flight. Like,
wow, she gone. I don't know
her. Right, that is wild. I think my time out for this week has to go to. You know, no one really made me that mad. I guess if anything, I'm frustrated. I'm watching this episode and I'm frustrated by Mariah just because I feel like she's riding harder for someone than what we see is riding for her. And I feel like she's putting it all out there and putting herself at risk. And that's the thing that sort of makes me nervous. Similarly, how we saw Raven earlier in the season, I just feel like she's putting herself out there. You know what I mean? And I'm like, girl, what are you getting back? Like, I want you to be... equally, you know, if you're gonna ride hard, like Jay and Michelle, for example, like, yeah, Michelle rides hard for Jay, but what we see so far, although the mid-season teaser says that that may break up, that Michelle rides hard for Jay, but Jay rides hard for Michelle. And so I just want to see that back for Mariah, and I'm not seeing it right now. So it's kind of a tie between timeouts of James in general. Actually, you know what? James gets it. Because James also says to Darrell, "You're lucky." When I don't know if you caught that in the elimination. When it's Kylan, James turns to Darrell's like, "You're lucky," as he had. Boy, if you don't take your ice skating tights back up on the platform, as Darrell referred to them, and sit down somewhere. My timeout's definitely going to go to James. Who's your gold star for
my
this
gold
week?
Star of the week is also going to Kylan. Because, baby, you beat Darrell. Okay, that is nothing to just bat an eye to. Like, you beat Darrell, who is one of the goats of the goats of the goats of the goats. And so to walk away, not only also saving $10,000, like tell your cast members, you're welcome, saving them $10,000, but then also saying that you beat Darrell, that and having that under your belt, you have beat Darrell. So he definitely gets my gold star this week.
Absolutely, props to Kylan for that. I'd have to say my gold star for this week, also shout out to the periwinkle shirt that TJ wore during the daily challenge. You look good. I also like the black button down. Would have paired it with a different pant in the elimination. Now, my gold star has to go to the orange team. The way that they work so well and flawlessly together, and the way that Jay really took charge, but not just from like an ego place, but was like effective and efficient with it, and they got it done. I thought it was a beautiful, flawless execution of what we want to see in a team. So they are going to get my gold star for the week. An honorable mention for gold star, you guys, is this upcoming interview. Whew. We have Mariah Jade on the podcast, which props to her for coming. Yeah. She doesn't pull... You know, she doesn't run and hide. There's a lot we see of her this kind of love affair, this love triangle thing going on, as well as her politicking, all that stuff. So she's here with us on the podcast. You are not going to want to miss it. Get a pen and paper so you can take notes. Grab a snack, get comfy, cozy, turn up the volume, and stay tuned for an interview with the Mariah Jade right after this.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I am so excited about this interview. Oh my goodness, this person has been the talk of our podcast, the talk of the season, and the talk of the vets, apparently. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to give it up for Miss Mariah. Thank you for coming to hang out with us.
Hey, I'm ready. I'm ready to spill the tea. I'm sick of the vets. All right.
Seriously, girl, somebody's sick of somebody because they ain't going down.
I know. I'm getting freaking ripped to shreds from every angle. I'm like, dude, whatever. Thank God I don't care.
Well, why don't you care? Because it looks like you care. Like, we can see your feelings and emotions.
During filming? Of course I cared. Are you kidding me? Like, well, do I get into that right now? Should I get into that?
Get into whatever.
Okay. Uh-huh. So during filming, oh my God, I was beating myself up about it. I was crying, like, all the time. I was calling my mom crying. I would stay up at night. Michelle would talk to me. I felt so guilty. I felt so bad.
What did you feel guilty about specifically? Because, or like, what were you upset about?
Okay, so there's a huge controversial thing. I see lots of different comments and people, you know, stating their opinions. I mean, I've seen, Devin, I've seen your opinion. I saw a little clip that you said I should have called him or told him. But from my point mm-hmm. of view, it's like, if I know, first of all, mm-hmm. I knew that if I called him, production would eat it up and that they would post that. And they would have that on the show. And I respected Johnny enough to at least not have that intimate private moment of me like upsetting mm-hmm. him being on TV. Mm-hmm. So I guess I was naive to think that he wouldn't find out and I could tell him myself. But obviously other people told him.
Did you ever think that other people would tell, like, given, because we also heard from guests that have been on the podcast that it wasn't even just you connecting, feeling like you had a connection with James and like vibing on that, but that there were even like, there was like a song in the house or yes. something making fun of yes. bananas. So where did that come from?
I was not a part of that. They tried all, mm-hmm. you know, anyone who's saying every single person on that cast sang that song, every single person besides, I think, Michelle, everyone else gave in once and they sang that song. I never sang that song.
Who started it?
I'm pretty sure James or Jay, one of them did start it. Mm-hmm. And you know, it got to a point like when they would say it, I would get really pissed off because, you know, it's already one thing that I'm hurting someone's feelings, and then on top of that, everyone else is making a joke out of it when I'm genuinely feeling upset about it. But you know, in that house, I felt, you know, although we were not boyfriend and girlfriend, okay, but for my own morals and like how I am, even if I am talking to someone, we were talking to each other on a very deep level. So that was wrong of me. Mm-hmm. I messed up. That was wrong mm-hmm. of me. Like, there's no excuse for how I was. It was wrong for my own personal morals. But were we dating? No. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now, you know, months ahead pass by and I see the show he's on now and how he lied mm-hmm. to me about that show.
How did he lie to you?
Because when he went on that show, we were talking and we got in a disagreement the night before he went to film that show and he just didn't talk to me. Mm-hmm. He just literally left for that show, did not talk to me the whole time filming. And then I was like, all right, mm-hmm. screw you, right? And then he sent mm-hmm. me flowers during filming, sent me flowers and that mm-hmm. confused me. And then we talked after and he told me, you know, I won't get into all the details, but he told me there was a girl that on there and that he just did it for a storyline because she had no type of storyline without him and a whole bunch of really mean things he said. And
parts of those are true, though. I've watched the show. Continue.
But the fact is, like, if you're woman to woman, like this is before I did anything. If you see the guy that you're with on a show, like sucking girls' toes, kissing them with pasta, flirting, you wouldn't like that. And that's a real thing. That's not a reality TV thing. And it's a thing of respect. So
is that before or after you posted the I'm, cause I think Day was the one who saw it initially.
The post
that you'd posted a picture saying I'm,
you
were, yeah, go ahead,
post
Day.
That you put on Instagram. and I think you were wearing a bathing suit. I'm not sure, but you posted it and you was said you were single.
Oh yeah. That's during that time. I mean, I've always been single, but at that time I was done talking to Johnny because he didn't know that though, because he was filming. He didn't have his phone. He didn't have his phone, nothing. I was done because how could you leave for a show and not talk to me?
So could it be true that then, because I hear you on that, so then could it be true though that then, because he did find out about that post in the house. So could it be true then that his whatever nonsense on House of Villains came after seeing that post and you sort of announcing
to the world? No, I filmed that later on in filming. And from the initial start, I remember I didn't watch the show. But I see tweets because my timeline is like that. And it was a tweet of him saying right off the bat that he's like, oh, I fell in love twice. So right from the get-go, he was ready to pursue that type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, he went in there.
So it wasn't in retaliation from your post.
I didn't post that at that time.
So you're saying you made the
while
he was filming?
Yes, but I didn't post that right when he went there and right when he started filming. That was during filming. That wasn't the beginning of filming. So he already had this initial thought. And then on top of it, if you know that and you feel that, why would you send me flowers? And then when I come back, why would you lie to me and tell me nothing happened and that I wouldn't, huh?
I think we want to know what made you post I'm single. What made you post that?
Because how dare him, like, go on this show, we argue, and then you go on the show and you just don't talk to me? Like, you say nothing to me. You just go. Imagine you or your boyfriend leaves for a show and he says nothing to you. He just leaves.
Wait, so you guys were boyfriend and girlfriend. You weren't.
I'm giving you guys a scenario. We were not boyfriend and girlfriend. And you know what? He will say the same thing now, because before he was telling people that I was his literal girlfriend, and then he changed it to we're just casual. I'm giving you guys a scenario. He never said, Mariah, will you be my girlfriend? Ever.
Right.
And he knows that. He even got upset at me one time because someone asked if we were dating. And I said, dating means boyfriend and girlfriend. So no.
I just wanted to get clarity that before Johnny went on the show, he cut you off.
He didn't cut me
off. Cold turkey. Not like that, but in a sense, like you said, he stopped talking to you.
Yeah, he got upset. He got upset and he just didn't talk to me.
Got it.
He just didn't talk to me. And then he confused me because then he sent me flowers.
Right.
And
were
then
the flowers before or after your post?
After.
Oh, see, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, so he sent me those flowers and then he told me he was thinking about me the whole time in there and nothing happened. And when it goes back, I'm not going to be upset about anything. And he did absolutely nothing. Didn't kiss anyone. Didn't do anything. Didn't flirt. Like he just made it sound like, you know, so what I did was not right for my own self. Okay. But what I'm saying is, like, I don't understand how I'm getting so much like attacking when his thing filmed before me. And at least I cried and felt bad about it. Like, at least I felt really bad about it. Although they don't show it. If you ask anyone on the cast who was there, they're like, Mariah, you got to get over this, dude. Like,
no, they do show you feeling bad about it. Like, they definitely, which is part of the reason why I had the perspective that I had, is that you clearly have you clearly cared.
Yeah, I did.
And you
care.
Weren't like, oh, screw it or whatever. Right.
I
so, like, they
care,
show,
you know,
that
like,
you cared.
Yeah. I mean, I still care. I don't care about what people are saying, is what I mean. But I still do care because I really do, like, whatever's happening, because you know, now his ego is hurt, he's hurt, and now he's doing things and acting out in a way, you know, just talking about me. Although you don't do it online, you still do it. People tell me, like, I hear all the things you say. And regardless of any of that, like, I really hope that one day, like, Johnny could just be my friend, you know. Yeah. Like,
did you guys ever talk about it outside? Okay, so wait, before we get to that piece, and then we'll talk more about the game, because a lot happens this episode. Yeah. But so after he gets out of House of Villains, you guys start spending time together again, and correct me if I'm wrong, right? You guys start spending time together again. I think they even show earlier in the season, you mentioned you guys were hanging out days before you flew out for the show. Two questions. Did you know about mercenaries potentially coming? Like, had you guys had... You know,
no.
What I mean? Like, had he dropped any inclination?
No, he didn't tell me anything. Actually, I FaceTimed my mom and because I was, you know, I was beating myself up. I was like, Mom, I feel really bad. And she goes, oh my gosh, your sister was just playing Fortnite. He was playing Fortnite with my sister and my cousin. And I told my mom, I was like, well, tell them not to play with him anymore because I feel so bad. And, you know, I want to tell him myself. And at this point, I didn't know if he knew, you know, until I got my phone back and I got a whole bunch of different messages, you know?
And so when you guys, so you guys are like, hang out, you're in the house, da da da. Have you spoken to him since?
No, he hates me.
Okay. Ooh.
He hates me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do feel bad. I feel bad as far as like, I'm not hurt because I was already questioning because of, you know, personal things that have happened that I don't have to, you know, I don't want to share in here, but I already had doubts about things sometimes, you know, but then I would like be like, Mariah, you're wrong. Like, don't feel like that. And I would push that back and I'd be like, it's fine.
Cause this was a long off and on thing with you guys, right? Like we saw you guys in Ride or Dies. This is what, over a year of like this kind of off and on up and down.
Yes. I was very private about that. And so was he, but you know, it hurts my feelings coming from him for, you know, I saw he tweeted to Wes about saying like, oh, people are using my name for clout. And it's like, Johnny, like every time that me and you were together, I would post and you would purposely post to make sure people knew I was with you. I never did that. I posted a picture of my bikini and he put my bikini on and took the picture. Like I'm not a clout chaser and he knows that. I don't need clout from anyone because reality TV is not my world. And like, all I care about is like being healthy, being fit, like having a good family. Like I don't need the TV things. I'm not even a good influencer. I post stuff. I'm like, damn, I should make videos like these other people, but I'm freaking lazy.
So let's just say that there is a possibility that Johnny were to hear this podcast, right? You guys haven't spoken, like no communication whatsoever. Is there anything you would want to say to him, even via podcast?
Just that I'm sorry for hurting his feelings. You know, I really am sorry. And I wish I did it a different way. And it was, you know, between, I liked James in the house and I felt really guilty about that. Just that I'm sorry, but also like, how could you be so hard on me when you did these things to me too? So it's like, you know, like you're purposely making it hard on me and you're just focusing on yourself. And like, what about me? I still thought about his feelings, but I just feel like he never really thought about mine.
How do you feel about James now? But you mentioned, I really like James in the house. Are you guys still together? Or like, cause obviously we don't know what happened. You guys are both still in the house. So in real life, are you guys still a thing? Did you go visit him? Like what's going on with
you? So me and James, we literally talk like almost every day. We talk on the phone for like a few hours. We catch up, but in reality, he lives in London. It's so far. And like, yes, he'll come here and he'll hang out, but it's really hard to, you can't make anything progress when you live so far. It's just too long of a flight. But do I really care for James? And I like think he's a great guy. Yeah. And no, me and him are good.
Did you guys even try it all outside of the house? Because obviously it seems like you guys have chemistry and we see you in this episode ride so hard for him in politicking, which we're going to get to.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
So did you at least kind of give it a chance or was it in the house sort of discussed that, hey, we're not going to
kind of
go beyond
this? So kind of in the house, we were like, we'll see what happens after this. And he's like, well, it's just a flight away. But I kind of knew like you know, when you're in a house, you know if things are going to work or they're not going to work. I knew they were not going to work. And I feel like maybe he knew that too. But if we lived in the same state, like he would be like my freaking BFF. We would be hanging out all the time doing everything. But it just, you know, distance really does take a toll on things. And I think he's kind of like me. I don't really care to like, I don't need to be with anyone that bad. Like it's too much effort for me. And I think it's too much effort for him too.
You said BFF girl, not your man.
Well, listen, I really can't, you know, I take things very like slow in the house. They might've been a little rapid, but bro, he's
yeah, girl, they were definitely a little rapid on the show.
He's like a big teddy bear. Like they don't even show how cute he actually is and how funny. No one saw the humor. I was like, in the beginning, I tried not laughing at his jokes. I wouldn't look at him. He'd be like, come over here. I would pretend I didn't hear. Like, I tried.
Aww. Yeah. You can, when you got on the pod, you said, or like when we were first kind of like getting started, you were like, oh, I have so much juice, which I take to mean tea, of stuff that didn't air and like behind the scenes stuff.
So much.
What can you share with us? Like, yeah, what are the things that we didn't know or didn't get to see?
Okay, so I put notes down. Okay, so, I didn't put them in order though. Fuck. Okay, so the first thing we see is Colleen saying that I'm her number one target.
Right.
And that's just funny because, bro, I never said I'm working with you. Like, and every time she talks about me and my alliance, I think that it's really hard to highlight everyone's alliance. But to be completely honest with you guys, the only people that I had an allegiance to was Michelle, Nerys, Olivia, and at this moment too, Raven, right? Mm-hmm. That's the only people that I was like, okay, like I made a promise, you know, we all talked on the phone. I said, hey, I promise you guys, like, you know, like we're together. Right.
Yeah.
And as far as the guys, bro, the guys could say they were with me, but we did not talk in the house. And everyone thought I was sketchy because I hung out with James and Zara all day. I hung out with them because they're funny as hell. Yeah. They're fun. They're a good time. It's lighthearted. I'm sorry, but the people that I was aligned with at the moment, like when I would hang out with them, I was bored. I was like, all right, I'm gonna leave. You know, and Zara, I even told Zara, like for Colleen to say I'm working with Zara, I told Zara, I said, listen, I was very honest with her and she could like say the same thing. I already made my promises. So it was already stressing me out. So I told her, I said, I won't say your name, you know, like until like I have to, I really don't want to say your name. Yeah. I wanted to put in Berna. I wanted to put in Colleen. When putting in Melissa and Big T, that was hard for me because we were in the same room. And anytime, because I would pull Michelle aside and I told Michelle, I said, Michelle, I really don't think that we should put them in because like they're not gunning for us and you have too many connections in this game. So I think that it would just be smart to keep them in the game and you don't have you don't have your hands dirty because you have too many people relying on you and kind of putting their stress onto her. Yeah. And, you know, Michelle is very like, you know, Michelle has a really big heart, so it stressed her out. Like any move we made would stress her out because she's like, I'm gonna hurt this person's feeling. And that's why I told her, I said, how many people can we be aligned with? You know, I think she kind of like, even with like Colleen, like Michelle, you know, Michelle didn't want to be aligned with Colleen. She was because of Jay, and she her alliances became with Jay's alliances and everyone got sucked into one big thing. And there was a point where I was like, bro, why do I have to, like, if I don't listen to this, then I'm sketchy. But it was honest. Honestly, it was too big of an alliance.
Yes. Yes.
What were your feelings about Michelle? Because we see her repeating this sort of, we see it in a couple episodes, but certainly in this one where she feels like, and some of the other girls in the alliance you just mentioned, like Nerys and Olivia, feel like James may be pulling you down, like sort of shifting your focus, or that you were working hard to. Yeah. How do you feel about watching that?
Well, these girls know, like, how am I working against the alliance if I'm promising the people that I made promise to? I'm not crossing them. I'm not crossing the girls. Just because they have their own separate alliances doesn't mean that I have to fall in line with that. And it became hard because you felt like if you didn't fall in line, everyone was going to attack you. But like their alliances, I didn't like that because my alliance didn't work with their alliance. Like it was a problem. But, you know, like when people are like, like one time Jay came up to me, he's like, you would say, like saying he was a problem. He's like, you would say James' name over me. And I was like, yeah, I would. You would say Michelle over me. What are you talking about? There's this big web. Yeah. But how come when
it's a double standard that they expect of you. Yeah.
Yes. It's because I knew I was lower on this pecking list of almost everyone besides like Michelle. You know, I'm pretty sure that, you know, last episode, people in my alliance wanted to throw me in, some of the girls that I made promises to. And, at that moment in time, I was like, I'm fighting. I was battling my promise and my heart because I didn't want to work with the people that I was working with, but I was beating myself up so much about my word that I was like battling, like, okay, do I keep my word or do I know what's like, do what's best for my heart? Cause for my heart, the only people at that time that I wanted to protect was Michelle and James. Like that was it. Everyone else I knew at one point, they would say my name.
Who do you think Michelle's, we know that Jay's her number one guy, Abby,
yeah.
But who's her number one girl amongst this alliance?
Me.
Are you sure?
People, okay. I honestly, I am pretty sure because listen, me and Michelle had this talk before she came on the season. I knew she was coming on the season before a lot of people. Actually, some mm-hmm. people got upset that she didn't tell her. And like, I know she had a lot of people to make promises to. I know she's really close to Olivia. I know she's really close to Nerys, but we had an agreement. Olivia and Nerys were each other's number ones and they would save each other over us. And I said the same thing about Michelle. She said the same thing about me.
Okay, so you tried to like divide it up equally sort of in a way where it's yeah, like each one of you is protecting one of you yeah. as like a number
and
one.
They're not, they're not showing me how close me and Michelle were because we talk outside uh-huh. of the show like almost every day. Like even now, we still uh-huh. talk every single day.
Yeah.
But what they-
It seems like she's friends with a lot of people.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. What they are showing though, it seemed like Michelle's number one girl is Michelle. That's what I'm getting. Even in the conversation right. that she's having with you where she looks like, on the outside, it looks like a friend is having a conversation. Oh, this man is dragging down your game. This man. But to mm-hmm. me, somebody who is a gamer, who has played the game and played Big Brother, it seems to me like she's saying, this man is getting in the way of you doing what I need you to do in this game. Wow. That's how I took that.
No, that, I mean, I had this conversation with her. I did feel that. I did tell her, I said, you know, I said it really upset me because, you know, they don't show our conversations after. Mm-hmm. But I told her, I said, you know, like, I feel like everyone wants me to do what's best for them. But the moment that I want to do what's best for me, it's a problem. And, you know, a lot of people tried making it look like, oh, Mariah likes James. That's why she wanted to protect him. It was not even about feelings. It's just he was truly the only person. The one thing that I admire about James is he always said what he actually felt. And, you know, the reason why I was so upset that everyone was so comfortable saying James's name was because literally James would do everything the Alliance would want. Everything. If he would tell people, if Mariah says it, I'm going to do the same thing. Whatever I did, James did too. James was 100% mm-hmm. anything. Like even you saw the episodes with Melissa going up to him and saying, let's vote Raven. Mm-hmm. I knew about that. Mm-hmm. There's never anything that I didn't know about. Like James was very, very loyal to me in this game. And
so you feel like he would ride for you as hard politically because we saw you ride for him
yeah.
this episode. So you feel like if the roles were reversed, you were up for nomination or whatever, that he'd go as hard to people in the house, putting himself in sort of the line of fire yeah. to try and protect you.
I'm going to be honest. I would not want him to because he is the worst politicker ever. He gets mad and he'll start saying, I don't give a fuck. Put me in. I'll beat all of you. That's what he'll say. Like, he'll be like, Mariah, we'll beat all of you. And I'll be like, no. Like, I don't, honestly, I would not want him to because he was at the bottom of everyone's list already. Like,
yeah,
it got to the point where I was like, oh my God, like, basically what's happening now is I'm having James doing everything I want to do. And now I'm feeling bad because I'm feeling like we're doing nothing maybe he wants to do, you know? So it started becoming a thing where me and him were like, okay, maybe we need to reassess our plans. Because at this moment, really, I had people, the girls were saying things about me, but not saying it to my face. This is why, another reason why I was so upset. I had a conversation with Olivia before this challenge, and she told me, we need to throw in Kylan and Ed. Like, they're not doing anything. They're strong players. We need to throw them out. Like, she kept putting in my head that we're gonna, you know, we should get out Kylan, we should throw out Ed. And she kept making ideas and wouldn't follow through. So, you know, going into this challenge, like, if it was knowing the teams that we had, if it was a guy's day, I knew I was gonna say Kylan. Because in my head, it's like her and Kylan are good friends outside of this, right? So if I say Kylan, it'll be no problem for her to say Ed, is what I was saying. Because she was talking about Ed, saying, you know, like, he's not doing anything, he's boring, like, let's get him out of the game. And then when push comes to shove, like, she doesn't do it. And that upset me. And then also Jay was upsetting me and Emmanuel. Before this challenge, we had this whole thing where we heard that Horacio was going to throw the challenge in case we said Kylan. And so we were all arguing, like, do we put Horacio on the ball so that he can't not try? We had this, mm-hmm. me and Jay were doing this secret, like talk. And then, you know, we couldn't put everyone in it because a lot of people, like.
Who gave you the tip off that Horacio might throw the challenge? Like, where did that rumor start?
I think that Emmanuel or Jay saw him and Kylan whisper in the corner and heard something or something. So there was something happening, mm-hmm. right? And so it was really mm-hmm. only me, I think maybe Zara knew, and Emmanuel and Jay. So while we're having the secret meeting, I have freaking Colleen Raven, I want to do this, And at this point, I couldn't tell Raven because Raven always accidentally tells information.
She always accidentally tells.
Bro, I was just with her the other day and I told her, I said, one thing about you is you're very unserious. Like, it's very hard to tell her anything because she somehow ruins the plans or she tells.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, or she tells. And then I have to like have her back and be like, no, she didn't mean it. She didn't mean it.
That is so funny. Does she acknowledge then that it's she accidentally like can't?
That's talked, so funny. Because she's like, yeah, my bad. Because I'm like, yeah, my bro. Like the first episode, she's like, I'm gonna stick to my alliance.
Oh, we saw that, right? We saw that, but we couldn't tell at first if it was like messiness or just like kind of like accidental.
We were telling everyone in the house we're all kumbaya, you know. So when she said alliance, people were like, alliance. I was like, I don't know what she's talking about. So we had this whole conversation of what we were going to do, right? So then when it comes down to saying our votes, I noticed Jay and Emmanuel are quiet and kind of saying like, oh, I'll say this. They're waiting for the girls to say it. And that annoyed me. So I kept telling Jay, I'm like, Jay, say what you want. Say what you want to do. Come on, come on. Like, you're saying you want to do this. Mm-hmm. You want to do this. Let's do it. Like, let's just, because I was sick. I was sick of the game being one big team.
Right.
So I wanted I wanted there to be a divide. Like even the episode, you know, episode 9, for him to throw the challenge, like him with the sticks, the first one, him jogging, I was sprinting for my life trying to catch up and it didn't matter because he didn't want to win. And like, he was telling me he wanted to win, you know, he wanted to throw in Rossi, wanted to throw in Kylan. I wanted to do the same thing, but I felt like he wanted someone else to do it. And I wanted there to be a divide and I wanted people to know where he was at too.
It's time for Michelle. People were already looking at me shady.
People were already looking at me shady. So I'm like, hello? Like, I'm not shady. I'm riding with who I'm riding with.
Right.
But you guys are riding with too many people.
Right.
Like everyone.
Right.
Everyone.
And the numbers have gotten down so far now that you're gonna have to start splitting things up. Like, you literally can't take everyone with you to the end. So you're going to have to start splitting things up. Something that's interesting that you was mentioned multiple times in this episode is that Corey has managed to get people's trust back in the house. Hence why his name wasn't. Please, Mariah, explain to us, having been in the house, how he managed to do a 180 from the disastrous politicking that he's been doing in episodes prior. Like, how does anyone in the house suddenly start to trust him?
Honestly, I don't think because even at this time, you know, me and him ended up being fine, right? Mm-hmm. But even at this time, I fell, and a lot of people, even though they said they trusted him, they didn't really trust him. Mm-hmm. I think that at the moment, it all came down to it just came down to better, like, honestly because of Michelle, probably because Michelle was very well connected. She played, honestly, Michelle did play a really good game because she was connected to everyone.
And
I know it's hard for her to be in that position because, you know, when you're in that type of position, you get so many people saying their opinions and they're not all great. But she definitely had a huge influence in the house. So I think that, you know, when she pulled people aside and said, no, like, we could trust Corey, I think that's what made it a thing. But that's the same thing with Ed. I feel like maybe, you know, like, maybe if Michelle went to James, or if Michelle chose Ed, everyone else would say Ed too.
Right, which is another good point too. In deliberation, we noticed that Olivia, especially not long after we saw a scene where you and Olivia are talking, right? And or she does a talking head, talking about kind of her concerns around James, but she's close to you, all of that stuff. And then we see in nomination her sort of lead the nominations and say James's name.
It really bothered me because she was preaching Ed, so I thought it was going to be Ed. And when it came down to it, you know, and her saying no one was making moves, she said James. And, you know, the night in the club before that, she told me that she wants to put James in her number. Like, she said, I want to take someone out and put James, blah, blah, blah. So I felt like it was good. Like, I felt like James had a chance and he didn't. And it just really bothered me because James was doing everything that the Alliance wanted, like everything. And they treated him like, oh, like, you're not useful anymore. Thank you. And, you know, it sucks because a lot of people actually were in that position and they didn't even realize it. Like, Colleen, she was in that position. She didn't like for her to say Mariah in this alliance. Like, I'm sorry, but all of those girls were like, what are you talking about, alliance? You know what I mean? Like, if a different team won, it would have been Colleen and Berna. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. Let me go to my...
Woo! All right, look, we have to take a quick break, but we will be right back after this.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Okay, I know you guys have been waiting, and I've been waiting too. So let's go ahead and get back to the show.
We see you say to James, when James kind of takes the approach that he's not going to politic, right? He's like, I don't believe in politicking. Yeah. If they vote for me, then F you. And you're like, no, we see you and you sort of say, like, I think, you know, if you're nominated or your name is up for nomination and you don't say anything, it seems like you don't care. Mm-hmm. I think he should say anything. I'm curious your thoughts about that now, given that what we've seen this season is that this house is full of some interesting characters, but also some disastrous politickers, particularly when it comes to their name being up for nomination. Yeah. Like, we've seen the speeches that Chauncey's given. We've seen the speeches given. We've seen the speeches, the games Melissa and Big T play, like, awful. Just yeah. And then there was that girl from episode one. No. I don't remember her name, but that was also terrible. So do you really still feel like, honestly, we see you give a valiant effort here, but it didn't help James? Yeah, what are your thoughts about
it now? Fuck your opinion. Like, we're gonna do what we want to do. And that's how I felt, like, people, when I talked to them, that's where everyone's head was at. But I'm glad now that James didn't politic. One, because he's actually not that good at politicking. He actually would get all riled up and just say he's gonna beat everyone, and I actually hate that for him. And then,
is that why people didn't warm to him, as you did?
No, a lot of people liked, James was the jokester in the house. Like, people would be like, I love you. But, like, you know, like, they just needed someone. They already made all their promises. So he was just, you know.
He was kind of the scapegoat.
Yes, he was everyone's scapegoat. Like, and it got to the point where I was like, bro, like, stop being nice to them, because, you know, they're being nice and then they're going to do this. And I keep, you know, James and I, we keep giving everyone a chance. Like, we're going to be like, okay, this time it'll be different. And honestly, that's a huge regret of mine too, is just hoping that, you know, if I show, like, hey, I am keeping my word with the people I'm keeping my word with, maybe they'll do the same. Mm-hmm. I feel like that just didn't end up happening. Like, I feel like everyone did not care what I wanted, because it's just crazy that people are like, Mariah's playing her own game, but like, they're playing their own game by not doing what I want to do. You know what I mean?
Right, of course. Yeah.
So it was a lot. I wish I did a lot in the house differently. A lot, you know?
From the outside looking in, like I said earlier, it appears that this alliance that was created and the branches of the alliance that is created, all of this is to help push forth Michelle and Jay's game.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. It's all of you working as a machine, not even realizing it. I think it's starting to click for you, but working as a machine to do their dirty work and push them to the final. That's exactly
what it looks like. It's giving mafia vibes. Man. It's giving The Godfather.
So I definitely agree with Jay. I think Jay will do whatever it takes to make a final. And then as far as Michelle, I feel like Michelle always had the three girls that she, I know that Michelle would never say my name. She would never say Olivia's name, and she wouldn't say Nerissa's name. That I knew.
But what would happen if, like, okay, so you know how we talked about being on a big team a second ago, right? What would happen if you guys were on a big team,
you four,
and Michelle was on one side, the three of you were on the other side, Michelle team one, and she's got to say a girl's name. Because now what happens? Yeah. She can't not say all three of you.
I think that she, yeah. I mean, at that point, you got to save yourself. Like, I think that Michelle, like, say those were the teams, right?
Yeah.
I think that Michelle would say Nerys. I think that I would say Olivia. I think Olivia would say me. And I think that Nerys.
Interesting.
I think Nerys would end up saying Michelle. And then I think that the guys, I think it'd be scary because it would be down to the guys. And then it probably for sure would be me because I was not, I don't want to suck anyone's ass. Like we didn't talk game. Like, you know, when the house almost flipped on me, that was a secret blessing because then some of the guys started talking to me and that's when I felt a little bit safer with some guys, but you know, I still didn't have that, like they were going to ride for me. You know, I only felt like Michelle would do that for me. And I only felt like James would do that for me.
Do you feel like Berna started to become more, because we see Berna, and I was thinking, like, look how far Berna's come, because when we had her on earlier in the season on the podcast, and she was really struggling getting along with people, and then the last few episodes, it seems like she's, you know, found her way and things gotten better, and now we see her again arguing and all of that stuff. Do you feel like she's starting to make herself a target in the house and helping kind of keep the heat off of you despite this whole, like, them voting in James thing and all that stuff? Or what are your thoughts on that?
No, Berna's the only person in challenge history that could, like, fight with so many people and, like, not get voted in. Like, it's just seriously, like, me and Berna in this moment in the game, me and Berna, like, we would bicker because she would just fight with me. Like, she would fight with me over Hangman on the bus.
I think it's her love language.
Yeah, she would just fight with me, like, about songs. Anything she could fight with me about, we would fight about, you know? So at this point in the game, I was like, bro, come on. Like, me and Berna were in, like, a secret little war. Like, I had my target. So that's what I'm saying. But, you know, no one wanted to... I don't know. I guess I had my
no one went agenda. For her or something. Yeah. I mean, it's impressive because it seemed earlier in the season that Berna was going to be gone, right? And now, and she's managed to, like, make it halfway through. It's so, I mean, but obviously in talking to her on the podcast, she is very likable. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I think she's great and wonderful, but it's just funny seeing how she can, like, pop off at people so much and yet still, and not be a part of this sort of, you know, super alliance, at least, or you know what I mean, like, be at the top of the super alliance.
You know, it was hard for Berna because everyone's different, right? So like me, like I was close to Michelle, but I don't give a shit who Michelle's talking to. Like, I'm the friend that you don't have to talk to at all. I know where from, you know, but people are different. So she's the friend, like, she wants that attention. She feels like she, you know, she needs the attention, you know, like, everyone's different.
Yeah, she's a little territorial.
And Michelle was really, really, like, they don't show how much she was, but Michelle was very much fighting for Berna. Because there was a lot of times where I would tell Michelle, I'd be like, Michelle, like, I'm trying to be nice for you, but I'm going to snap at her. Or I'm going to, like, I'm going to put her in. And she'd be like, no, like, trust me, like, she's just feeling like this, like, this isn't how she normally is, you know? So she was rocking with Berna, like, she was trying. It just was hard because sometimes Nerys was on my side about Berna, but then we'd have Olivia who wouldn't be, or everyone was so like, I want to do this, then I want to do this. No one was ever solid on anything. Like, people would just change their plans according to whatever it was. Me, I feel like I was always solid with who I wanted out first, you know?
Regarding being solid or change of plans, who are you most shocked by in this nomination that voted for James? Was it Nerys, Olivia, Michelle? Like, who shocked you the most in their declaration to pick James?
So I wasn't actually that shocked with Nerys because she told me, she said, hey, Mariah, like, the numbers aren't going to go towards Ed, so I can't, like, make a target for myself. And I told her, you know, I was like, yeah, I understand. I appreciated that she even said that.
Yeah.
But it kind of also gave me the grace to, be like, okay, cool. Well, now I could still say Horacio like I wanted to, you know? Yeah. And also the whole reason why I had, because at first I was thinking of everyone's number ones, right? But no one was thinking of my number one. And the only reason why I was willing to say Horacio was because Olivia would always tell me that I could say Horacio. She told several people.
Wait, hold on. Roll it back. Sorry. So Olivia would tell you, like, kind of behind the scenes, that it was cool if you said Horacio.
Yes, she said she didn't want to run a final with him and that it was okay, like, that she can't be the one to do it, right? So she would tell me that.
Is that because she thought he was competition, yes, or is it because there was some brewing?
Meth, okay,
because
we've already gotten
hints. Ooh. Yeah, we're starting to get hints already from both like teasers. Also, we had Nerys on the pod. Yeah. Also, from what we've seen in episodes, that there is some. Also, I think what they stopped following each other or something on social media, that there's like this thing brewing and we couldn't understand where or how this starts to come. And so Olivia, it seems like, is behind the scenes sort of undermining or wanting to get rid of Horacio. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's some people are really, really good at twisting things or doing things off camera. And definitely 100%, I could have so many people, actually probably almost the whole house can vouch for me. Mm-hmm. She wanted me to get Horacio out. Like she wanted someone.
Like you specifically. No, anyone, she wanted you to be
anyone.
The one that.
She, okay. Like anyone. She would just like plant it in people's heads, you know? Like.
And Nerys didn't pick up on this at the time? Or no. Like, because you guys all seemed like friends. So like, that's why.
Nerys didn't know. And at this moment, you know, I wasn't really talking to Olivia in the house. I wasn't really talking to Nerys in the house. I talked to Michelle because she laid next to me. But I really was with James and Zara. Like I was chilling. Like I didn't speak game until I had to, because I kind of knew what I wanted to do. And it was a matter of seeing what was going to happen and then working towards whatever. But I started to realize that no one gave a shit what I said. But I feel like in the long run, I ended up being right. And I'm so glad, but I would doubt my intuition about people, about things.
What were you right about? Like, what were some of the things that your intuition was telling you that you feel like have been validated or confirmed?
One thing for sure is it's hard for me to tell if I like someone or I don't like someone, or if I'm being mean or I'm not being mean. And one thing that I didn't like, I know this is, I feel even mean saying it, but I didn't like Colleen. Like I didn't, I felt like there was something off about her, and I felt like I just got a bad feeling from her, and that rarely happens for me. And I feel like, you know, from certain things that people told me after the show and like how she is, I was right. So that was the thing. Okay. Also, my intuition, I felt like, I feel like I should have trusted my heart and not my word.
Wait, in what way? And like in terms of voting someone in, you feel like you should have trusted your heart and like saved someone? Or
I wish that I didn't. Sometimes I wish that I didn't work with who I worked with, you know?
Right.
And I wish that I stuck to my guns about things, because for me, it was hard, because it was a tight line for me, because I was not in a good position, because if I said anything, it was a reason for someone to throw me in. Like people didn't trust me because I hung out with the UK people from the start. And like, it was hard because even in deliberation, when everyone said James's name, do you know how bad I wanted to be like, wow, guys, I wanted to blow up everything. I wanted to be like, hey, you said this, you said you were going to do this. I'm confused, but I didn't do it because I know that in the long run, that wasn't smart for me, because I want.
Yes, we're so glad you didn't blow up your game over that. Yeah. So glad you didn't.
Like,
blow up
I want to make it far. So there's a time, you know.
Yeah, totally.
And it was hard. Like there was just a lot of things, a lot of people that I realized like I shouldn't even be friends with, people who have secret animosity towards me. I feel like there's just a lot that I'm like, wow. I watching it back and also hearing things after season and.
Right.
You know, finding the truth about things, it really gets you mad. It's so hard. People don't understand that when you're in the game, you're not seeing the whole picture.
Yeah.
So when you do see the whole picture, you're like, oh my God, I was wrong or I was right. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Those talking head interviews and secret alliances tell a lot, like paint a big piece of the story. We see you in your talking head mention, and not to like go back to this, but we're now in kind of an elimination phase, and we wouldn't be honest if we didn't bring it up. Mm-hmm. We see you mention going, because now you know mercenaries are coming. Yeah. Obviously, Johnny is one of the greats. We see you mention like, oh God, I don't know if it's going to be Bananas or who's going to be the one coming down here. How worried were you really that Bananas might be the one coming into elimination? And had you talked to anyone in the house about your concerns?
Oh my God, everyone in the house was bringing it up to me. Yeah. I was trying to move past it because I finally was in a spot where I was like, okay, like I'm not going to think about it anymore. It's done. Like the damage is done. Mm-hmm. This is what I feel. Now I just got to rock with how I feel and I need to stand on it. Right. Yeah. So everyone would be like, are you worried it's going to be Bananas? It's going to be Bananas versus James. So it's getting James all riled up. It's getting me all riled up.
What was James's response to it?
Oh my God.
People were like, oh, it might be Bananas.
Well, first he would do his defense mechanism. He'd be like, I don't care. But then, you know, when it was me and him, he's like, why does everyone want to put it as me and them? Like, fuck them. Like, why don't you go like face him? You know, no one wants to go down there. So I knew that if if Johnny came, I was really stressed out because one, it would like hurt me to see him hurt. And two, like, I know he wouldn't be nice to me. He'd probably act like I was dead, but I didn't want to make it a thing. So I literally had a note that I wrote and it was a, it was an apology note. It was like a very long note and I had it in my pocket every elimination so that if it was him, if it was him, I could give it to him because I didn't want to make it a big moment. Like I just wanted to give it to him and him have it and him be able to read it by himself. Even though he probably would rip it to shreds, but at least I tried. I'm just, you know, I'm glad that he's like, I just feel like maybe, I feel like maybe I cared a lot and like looking at it now, I feel like maybe he doesn't care as much as I thought he did. Like he's definitely has a defense mechanism, but I don't know if it's because he's hurt or because he's embarrassed, you know?
So I think it's probably a mix of both. I think he's definitely hurt. And he, look, as someone who's known him for a long time and knows that he's toxic as hell, I definitely think he really cared. And sure, there's embarrassment in there too. Yeah, there's always that. But like, I think he really cared. Even the way he treated you in the beginning, not saying he's not toxic AF, but just it was the fact that he was like making you breakfast and sending you notes and ride or dies was very interesting to watch, like very unique in that scenario, a different approach. And so I do think he cared. Well, how did it make you feel when you saw, first we see Tori bring it up, then we see Darrell bring it up? What are, you know, I can only imagine that caught you off guard and was kind of like, you know, what the hell? How were you feeling when Darrell brought it
up?
Well,
I was already, listen, I was already on edge. I was so stressed out about hurting someone's feelings. So when Tori said it, I couldn't, it wasn't even what Tori was saying. I was thinking about Johnny and how he was feeling and it made me cry. I was like, oh my God, I'm hurting someone. And then when Darrell said it, cause I already have all these people are doing this chant in the house. They're talking about it constantly. They're making it a thing. So when that's happening, I started becoming numb to it. So when Darrell said it, I was like, hey, Darrell. At that point, I was numb to it. But then, you know, Darrell says to me, he's like, just kidding. He would have done it to you too. Like, oh, you were cool.
Yeah.
You know? So
that sounds like something Darrell would say.
Yeah. So Darrell said that to me, you know, after. And I was like, okay. Because I was really beating myself up. And I think that, you know, maybe Darrell could see that. So he, you know, I think it's just hard because when Darrell says it to you, I'm like, oh my God. Because, you know, they didn't show it, but Casey even said something to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Casey was like, what's happening? Like, what's going on? What's going on?
Wait, how did Casey, because did Casey just notice you guys were standing close together?
No, like, no, Big T told Casey.
Right. Oh, so she told her right then.
Yeah, she was just telling her all.
Because,
you know, Big T was getting pretty much like everyone wanted Big T out. So she was probably telling Casey, like, oh my God, they're trying to get me out. This is happening, Mariah, blah, blah, blah.
So she
asked me, and then when Devin came, someone in the stand said something before like Devin had no clue. He had no clue, but then they're like, said something like, oh, who's the people in the house or something, and someone said something and he's like, really? Oh shit. So that's how Devin found out. Everyone thinks it's because I said don't pick him, but it wasn't because of that,
right? So now at this point you have all of these vets making statements about you and Johnny and James, right? They're all making statements. And then earlier in the interview, you said you didn't want to say anything because you didn't want it to be a TV thing. You didn't want it to be a moment. It is now a moment. At this point, you know it's a moment. So after Darrell, you know what I'm saying? Did you say, you know what? Let me just make this phone call and get this over with since we already here.
No. Because I just, you know, I really didn't want, I didn't want Johnny to think like, I already did enough by hurting his feelings. I didn't want to have that. First of all, I don't think he would answer.
Were you a little afraid to, were you a little scared to face the conversation?
No, one thing about me is if I do something and I'm not proud of it, I'll admit it and I'll say I'm sorry because what else can I do? Like, I was so sorry, you know, but I didn't want it to be on TV. Like, I just didn't want that for him. Not because of me, because, you know, like.
So did you think the vets mentioning it wasn't going to make air? Because we saw like Tori whisper it under her breath to you little bit, right? Like where it seemed.
Yeah, I thought maybe they wouldn't put all of that in, you know? And so when they did, I was like, oh my God. But, you know, I wanted to tell myself I didn't want it to be a TV thing. I didn't want to, I feel like, you know, even the chanting and stuff, I didn't like that because that's mean.
Did you tell people in the house to shut the F up when they were doing that chanting?
Yes. Yeah. And there was even a time, like I told James, I'm like, James, I don't like when you do that. Like, that's really, really disrespectful. And like, I don't want him, like, I didn't want Johnny to think, because I wasn't in this house talking shit about him at all. I never talked shit about him. Like, I don't like when people are done and they like start being really mean about the person. I don't like doing that, you know? So, it was just, a lot of people were eating it up and they're like, oh, it's going to be something big and blah, blah, blah.
So they were trying to make it a moment in the house. Yes. So now James is safe, right? And he didn't even have to compete. Yeah. And he's coming back in the house. What are the thoughts and feelings now? And do you guys have sort of a game plan, or like, what is the strategy in the next day?
So as soon as James's name is not picked, I literally, I slapped my butt at all the girls and I flick them off and they got pissed. Cause I was like, screw you guys. Like you guys, you know, I was so mad. So I looked at James, and when they said it was a night challenge, I swear to God, I was so pissed. They don't show how mad I was, because I'm really good at holding things in and waiting for the perfect moment to say something. If I want to say anything, I'm someone who collects all my things and whatever. When they said that it was a night challenge, I was so fueled up. I was like, I'm going to win this next one. Right. Like me and Michelle were in the room and she's like, I need to win this one. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm winning this one. Like I'm winning, you know, because one thing about me is like, I'm kind of like unserious. Like this is kind of bad to say, but like, it's not that deep for me. So like when someone does something to me, it gives me a purpose. Like it makes me like pissed. Like it makes me want to win. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, like I, you know, I'm pretty chill. Like whatever happens, happens. But when I'm pissed off, like I will do 100 times better.
Yeah.
Yeah. It fires you up. Yeah. It gives you that like motivation that you need to push through. Yeah. So you are fired up going into this nighttime challenge, and
I'm excited to see some craziness. It looks good.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Before we get into that, I just want to, because I know this, you're a straight shooter, and I'm seeing that in this episode. You don't mind saying what you have to say, and you don't mind talking about things. So I want to thank you for being vulnerable with us, and I want to thank you for coming. A lot of people run from Devin and I. I'm not sure why.
Not you calling out Callum again.
A lot of people run from this podcast. And honestly, I feel like this is the best space. We can't always address the trolls on social media. We can't always address everything all the time. But I feel like this is a great platform for you to come and finally use your voice so people can hear
tell your
you
side.
Can tell your story. You know what I mean? So I thank you for not holding back on us and come in and saying, hey, I know certain things Devin didn't agree with, but I still want to come and tell you guys.
You didn't agree either. Don't even try and Devin didn't agree with it. Back up,
girl. Okay, yeah, let's call it what it was. Yeah. The only thing I didn't agree with, girl, was when you was crying and you was like, how does my makeup look? I said, ma'am, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was literally so long of me crying that I was over it. I was fucking numb. Like, I already cried all my tears. I'm done. And I also felt like, what the hell? Why are you guys doing this to me? Because keep in mind, we're not supposed to be filming back there. So we're not filming back there. So I think this is a moment for me. Look, I walked out of that stage showing, like, not trying to cry, right? So when I got back there to film for the drone shot, I thought, okay, like I could cry and it's going to be fine. Next thing you know, there's a huge selfie light on me. Huge selfie light on me.
That's literally what makes good TV. Moments are literally the driver.
I'm not a good TV person. So I didn't know that they were going to whip out a big freaking light on me. I was like, okay, I could like let it all out. So after me crying and them putting that light on me so many times, I'm like, I need to look like a tough bitch. Like, let me fix myself. Let me be done crying. I'm numb to this. Like, I feel ganged up on. I feel like everyone is, you know, sticking up and, you know, rightfully so, sticking up for Johnny. But like, also, like, are you guys even truly friends to be doing all this? Like, you don't even.
I mean, but can you understand why? Just take a step back for a second, because I also heard, since you mentioned hearing a clip about me saying I didn't agree with it, and I still stand on that. Yeah. I appreciate you sharing your side. And I think in holding you to a higher regard and seeing that you had a conscience the whole time, which is something I always pointed out and like about you, is like, you aren't a cold-hearted person. Right. You clearly like care about people. And so I think it's great. I do think as a viewer, we see that you care, right? Yeah. And like, that's a good thing. That means you have a heart. But it's how it went about it. And like, you know, ultimately he still got blindsided. That part, you know, I didn't agree with. But I heard that there was a comment sort of made around, oh, because we're friends with him, or I'm friends with him, or whatever, that's why defending, like, again, Johnny is toxic. I tell him that to his face. Yeah. Like, Johnny's toxic. But I do think, like, the challenge, and maybe with this being your second season, you're starting to feel that, or you will, that, like, even the vets who don't get along, it is, like, a big dysfunctional family. So I think that's part of that whole, the vets, so many of them having to say. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just feel like people don't know what they're talking about. And, like,
that's
like, people don't know the ins and outs, and they only know, they only know the parts that maybe Johnny told them, right? And I, again, want to say this, I was not right. Like, I'm not saying, like, oh, I did this because he did this, because other people's actions don't reflect mine. Like, I did that, I did that, you know, and I take ownership for it. But people don't know anything. Like, for people to talk, they don't know anything. They don't know what me and Johnny have been through. They don't know what's happened to me. They don't know anything. So when people are talking and saying, like, oh, Mariah did this to him. Okay, what about me? Like, you guys know nothing.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, I'm a pretty, like, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to do that to Johnny. I don't want to make things, I don't want to make things public, you know, honestly, soon, like, I might get sick of it. Like, if I keep, like, if there's people that keep continuing and, like, assuming, and, you know, if he keeps, like, if people keep telling me he says things or whatever, then I'm going to get sick of it. And I'm just going to, like, lay everything out there. Because one thing about me is, like, I have no shame if I make a mistake, because I'm human.
Yeah.
If I tell you I make a mistake, like, what are you going to do now? Like, I make a mistake.
You can own up to your part of stuff. Yeah.
I will not fight it. I will not say, like, because I can only be better. Like, I can't. I can't fix things, you know, I can't go back in time, but I could be better now. But sorry, I start ranting. I forget what the hell I'm talking
about. No, it's
okay. We were just acknowledging, we were appreciating you for being, for opening up. And we're just kind of, like, putting a bow on the fact of, you know, what you learned. Happy that you got a chance to tell your side of it as well. And wanting to give you that space, and appreciate you coming and sharing your experience and just owning up to it. Cause, like, we're all human. We all make mistakes, and there's nothing worse than someone who can't, like, own that. So props to you for at least being able to say, hey.
Cause I just, you know, I don't want to seem like, you know, I get defensive sometimes. I'm like, I don't care, but I do care that I hurt someone. You know, I guess I get sometimes mad, because I feel like, for him personally, he knows, like, ins and outs of me and him. So for him to be so hard on me,
that he wasn't perky either. So that you're not the only villain.
To be so hard on me hurts my feelings, because, you know, at least I'm open and honest about it. I just don't like that I'm getting attacked and he's just, you know, egging on it kind of without even like, you know, thinking about everything.
It's an unhealthy way for him to air his hurt. But I will say this, and it doesn't make his behavior better, but just you as a person, like, obviously you're a good person. He saw that for over a year, and I can tell you, Mariah, he did care, and still does. Like, he did genuinely care about you. That part wasn't fake. Doesn't mean he wasn't toxic. I don't know all the things that happen in and out, but I can stand confidently he cared about you. So if there's any, it doesn't make the pain or whatever how he's reacting better, but I do hope it, you don't take it as a, oh, he never cared about me and was all a lie vibe. Like, I hope you take away with, like, yeah, he's being an ass right now, but it's actually because at least he did care, if that makes sense.
Having this conversation, I do feel like that now. At first, I thought maybe he didn't care, and I just, like, you know.
I
thought that I was so upset and beating myself up for nothing. Like, it made me feel
he cared. And honestly, I think that's why so many vets said something to you as well, because I think anyone who did interact with him or talk to him, I think got the sense of, like, oh shit, he actually cared. You know what I mean?
Like, and I feel like
this isn't something he brushes
and
off.
And I feel like from the text, because, you know, he sent me, like, a text. First, the first couple ones were obviously nice during the house. And then it turned to, and then, you know, it turned to a long message. And I just feel like in that message, like, he thought that I didn't care, and that's just completely untrue. Like, I care about him, you know, like, I don't, I obviously, if I didn't care about him, I wouldn't be so hard on myself about it. Like, I don't want him to think I was in this house talking trash about him, because you'll never see a clip of me, like, saying, like, oh, he's a piece of shit, he's an asshole. Like, you just won't see that clip. You won't even, I wish they, I don't wish they showed the chant, but I wish they showed the chant and me not chanting, just so he knows, like, I'm not doing that, you know?
The situation to me sounds like a classic case of hurt people, And so that's what seems like is going on to me. I mean, once the dust settles, and it's harder for it to settle right now because both of your names are so public.
Right. And it's replaying in real life. Like, right, the season's not over. So there's going to probably be more fodder, you know, or whatever, like tweets and comments and until it airs. Yeah.
But I do believe that once the dust settles, because, you know, like, you guys are going to be big for now, and then something else is going to happen. It's going to be like Mariah and Johnny Who.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And so when it gets to that point, I do believe you two could potentially have a conversation.
I want to have a conversation, you know, like, I feel like I'm just, cause he, you know, he has the gym in Florida now. I'm like, hello, like, do I need to freaking pop up and be like, hey, you know, I want to have a
not
conversation.
Now, but yes. Yes, yeah. You do.
I do want to have a conversation with him, and, you know, like, I just don't, the one main thing is I don't want him to think like I'm heartless, I didn't care, or that nothing real, because, you know, I think he does feel like that, and that's just not true.
And I think that would help heal both of you in the long run. So hopefully you guys will be able to, like, settle, or at least come to a neutral place once probably this is done airing, the dust settles, and all of that.
I wish him the best. I just think we weren't going to work together.
Yeah, for sure. And it's better that you guys, like, move now to places that give you room for growth. Yeah. For those who want to follow you guys, though, well, actually, before we get your social, because you said you had a very long list of notes, right? Is there anything else on that notes list? Just real quick.
I feel like I did nail everything. Let's see. Well, I do have one more thing to say, though.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm just very honest about what I feel, because I don't really care, because I don't need to be friends with no one. Like, I'm just going to say what I feel, and that's it. I did not like that in that scene, because it really does bother me about Olivia saying she would never do that, and that we were talking for years, she would never do that. Like, as my friend, we had conversations before that interview, and she's like, don't worry, girl, I know. And, you know, she was with Emmanuel, who had a girlfriend, and she knew that. And for her to say, I would never do that, like, you did that.
What, in talking down on you about the bananas thing? Yeah, saying, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, saying she would never do something like that, and that's not how she operates. But then she gets with people's boyfriends. Like, that's, you know, like, please don't say you would never do something like that, because you do. You do it a lot.
Right.
So. Right.
It seems like she was sister wiving with Ray in last week's episode, by the way. It seems like they had a sister wife thing going on. I don't really.
Oh, with Emmanuel and Raven? Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, do they show Kylan and Raven or no?
Whoa!
I don't remember that, no.
Okay, so that also. Okay, let me just say. Okay, ready? So, a big reason also why I was okay saying Kylan's name is, you know, Melissa literally was like, if Kylan flirts with anyone, you know, put him in, blah, blah, blah. So I even said in one of my interviews, I'm like, I don't care too. This is for Melissa. Because he was flirting with Raven in the house, trying to flirt with Olivia in the house. He, as soon as Melissa left, like, he was like, he never met Melissa.
Oh, God. Wow. Like, wow. Was this before or after he did the shirt funeral thing, when he was like, lay my relationship to rest, or whatever he said?
The night that she left, it started.
Wow.
The night that she left, literally, Olivia was like, oh my God, Kylan was trying to say this or something. And then he was telling Colleen, oh, you look nice. And then he was cuddling Raven. And I even told him something. I'm like, do you think that's a little weird? And he's like, he told me, he's like, me and Melissa agreed, like, you know, that it was like, you know, we could do other things in the house. Like, it's not that serious. Like, we agreed to that. Yeah. But
there's a lot of swapping going on in the house.
I don't think that she agreed to that. Like, I just don't, you know? So I kind of looked at him. There was like one time where I was sitting with James and Raven came in the room with Kylan, and Kylan looked at me. He's like, I'm not doing anything, Mariah. Cause he knew that I was giving him the eye. Like, you know, cause I'll be obvious.
But wait, wasn't Raven going after Emmanuel also? Cause we see her cuddling with him. They do the night vision camera. Yeah. Proof again, that good reality TV shows nothing, literally nothing is off limits. They do the night vision camera, and it's Olivia on one side, Raven on the other, Emmanuel in the middle. And they're like, it's like movie night or something.
I don't know about that. Like, that's why I say, I think that Raven is very unserious, but I actually kind of like that she's so unserious, because she has no stress, you know. Like, Raven is very funny. Like, she's so unserious. I don't, that the whole her and I remember that movie night, and we kind of all were like, okay, the double cuddle session. Yeah. Like, yeah, there was definitely beef with Olivia and Raven.
Right. Oh, really? Yeah. Over Emmanuel?
Yeah.
Maybe. Did they know that he hooked up with Colleen?
Actually, no. Oh my God. None of us knew about Colleen. None. Wow. Like, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
she's a good secret keeper.
No. Well, she literally, like, we would say all in the house, we'd be like, oh my God, Colleen's like the, because we would call her the mole because she would pop up and we wouldn't know she's there. Like, she would literally just pop up and I'd be like, whoa, you know, like, she would just
walk by. Not whack-a-mole.
No, literally, she would walk through conversations and we'd be like, okay, you know, like, it was just, it was pretty hard to talk to Colleen. Like, you know, like, maybe, you know, later on in the season, things are different. But, like, as of now, like, when I would try to have a conversation with her, I was like, bro, I don't know how to have this conversation. I'm gonna leave. Because it just was nothing. Yeah. There was just, how are you? Good. Are you good? Are you excited? Yeah. Like, it was very, like.
Oh, interesting. She was just, like, absorbing information, it sounds like. Like, she was just, like, taking it all in.
It's just, like, there's not, like, there's no. The conversation was like no depth. Like, it just was very boring. And like, I just didn't want to have the conversation. You know, I tried a few times because I was like, am I being like a jerk? Like, am I being wrong? Like, maybe I should get to know her. And I tried to get to know her and then I just didn't want to.
Interesting.
Yeah, we didn't know.
There's so much going on in this.
We had no idea about Emmanuel and Colleen. And then I think that Raven didn't know there was beef with Olivia.
Oh, so it was one-sided. So Olivia had beef with Raven.
Yeah, Raven was, that's why I say she's unserious. Like, dude, when I say that, I mean it. Like, she didn't, I don't think she even knew about this beef. There was a time where I'm like, listen, I think that you guys should talk because this is like, this is not a real, like, there should be nothing going on right now, you know? Like, it was, like, that's why I say, like, Raven does things unintentionally. Like, she doesn't mean anything by it. And it's truly, it's true. So there's just a one-sided beef that was very, it was one-sided.
Sounds entertaining. It sounds interesting.
It was.
Also entertaining. I love it. Thank you so much, Mariah. And for those who want to follow you and your entertainingness on social media, where can they find you on the socials?
Mariah Jade A.
Cool. Is that on Instagram, TikTok?
Yep, it's on Twitter? Everything. Yeah, my last name is not Jadea. Like, everyone's like, Mariah Jadea. No, Mariah Jade.
Okay, thank you, because I was one of those people got your last name.
No, my last name's Andruchowski, which is, like, Polish as hell.
Oh, my God, I love that. That on my bingo card, that was not it. I never would have guessed that.
I know, yeah.
Never would have guessed that. Well, thank you, Mariah Jade. Do you feel better now coming on the podcast? I know you had a lot you want to get off the chest. Yeah. I know your guard was up a little bit in the beginning. You may have felt like you were going against the firing squad. Thank you for being brave, like Day said. Do you feel better now?
Yeah, I feel good. I just, you know, I always want to clarify how I feel. And, you know, I wish the best for, you know, everyone. I really have no beef with anyone. I could say how I feel, but it's not important enough to have beef with. So
appreciate that. Love it.
Awesome. Thank you for coming to hang
out. Yeah. Thanks for not attacking me.
And that was my hope. Of course. I never want you to feel like with us.
Okay, cool. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Bye.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
That was one for the books.
Yeah.
She came with all her notes.
Yeah.
I also like that one of her notes included talk to Devin about things made of the podcast. Watch this podcast get brought up in the reunion.
Oh, for sure.
I'm not mad about it, but I feel like 100% it will. That was such a good interview, though.
Absolutely.
And I really appreciated getting to hear her side of things and just like get to know her a little bit better. What do you think, Day?
I think it was a great opportunity for her to tell her side of the story, which I had been begging for her to come on here and tell her side of the story. And so, yeah, hopefully it'll give the listeners and us a little more clarity and understanding, you know. And, you know, either we can continue to follow this story or we can continue to just say, oh, okay, that happened. Let's move on. But if the people want to follow you, where can the people follow you on the socials of the medias?
They can go to my website. That's devinsimone.com. Devin with a Y, Simone with an I.com. Scroll down to the bottom. You will see my socials there, or you can just join me on Instagram. It's at Devin Simone. Twitter, same thing, at Devin Simone. TikTok as well, but my TikTok pretty much looks like Day's YouTube channel at this point.
And then
you can also find me on, it's not the end of the year yet, so we're still doing lives with Amazon. So you can go Google Devin Simone Amazon and you will see Devin Simone's gift closet. Click the follow button when we go live. We can chat and I'll shout you out. I love always seeing my challenge followers and fans there. Where can they find you, Day?
Girl, Christmas shopping for my child. I'm in all the stores, but
girl, you got a couple days. You better be,
I know,
be camping
Lord,
out in the
last
stores.
Last minute gifts, Lord. But you can also find me on the socials and medias. You can find me on Twitter at @DayDayVon_. You can also find me on Instagram at @DayVonDiane_. And for now, I'm going to leave it right there. Since Devin always has something to say about my YouTube. Well, I'm going to make a video about her. Bookmark it.
You know what?
Bookmark it.
We support you and your YouTube endeavors, Day. We absolutely do.
I love y'all and I thank y'all for the support, but I also want to thank you guys for joining us for another episode of MTV's official Challenge Podcast. And remember, if you like this episode, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend to tell the gardener and the milkmaid. Tell them! So they can come listen too.
I love it. And then catch new episodes of The Challenge Battle for a New Champion on MTV.
Yes. And remember, you can watch The Challenge and more on Paramount Plus. Subscribe at ParamountPlus.com and use code CHALLENGE39 by March 7th, 2024 and get your first month of Paramount Plus on us.
Must be age of majority subscribe, U.S. only. Payment method required. Terms and conditions apply. Visit pplus.legal/subscription for more.
Yes, and we will see you back here right after for a brand new episode of MTV's official Challenge Podcast.
TJ doesn't like quitters. Fa la 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 la.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.